Hello, it's Fake News Phil, coming to you from deep inside the Soviet States of America once again. So today, let's do another rundown on my new favorite topic. I don't know, it seems like maybe I'm losing some subscribers. People are bored of this, but see, I'm not. Because this Gaza-Israel thing is right in my wheelhouse. And I've ignored the Ukraine thing because I don't care if two Soviet states pretend to fight each other in a fake war. But this Israel Gaza thing, well, this goes right to the heart of the Bible and the history of Western civilization, which has been steeped in biblical. I mean, you had the Holy Roman Empire. That was all this Christianity has completely shaped how Europe has formed, and America is this evangelical country. And so this Israel thing is like right on the chopping block. Okay. It's like if they're faking all this, well, then we need to re-examine everything that we know. And this is what a historian is supposed to do. We're supposed to figure out if this is the real Israel or if this is the fake Israel. And I've always said that. That's the number one duty of a true historian in our times, is we need to nail it down. We need to figure out if this is the real Israel or if the fake Israel. After my study, it's the fake Israel. Everything. That's why they spell it wrong, because it's supposed to be spelled Israel, right? But they spell it Israel because it's not real. Yeah, nothing from Israel is real. Okay, so so I've been getting all these videos lately from Instagram and TikTok, some of them from YouTube, but it's just been endless supply of videos that are just I mean, like I'm posting an average of like three a day, and these are crisis actors. If you can't tell that these people are crisis actors, well then I can't help you. You see, this is why this is my wheelhouse, because some of you can't tell a crisis actor when you see one, and some of you can't tell fake blood when you see it, and some of you can't tell a real injured baby. So I've now going through Instagram, I've been seeing like posters like this of people in Gaza. Look at this. This is like a business poster. It is a business for them. They put some dirt on a child's face, they have them walk in the rubble, and you believe it's real. You believe it's real. And we're sending aid packages in the billions of dollars over to this region. We're going to rebuild. I think they are blowing up some real buildings, but they're empty, and you're going to rebuild them. This is called Build Back Better. Remember, Joe Biden was telling the truth about that, except he just didn't exactly tell you how they do it. Okay, this is how they build back better. Okay, it's an industry, and the bankers, the Jewish bankers, are making money on both sides. That's why. So here's the deal. So this thing's been going on for 50 years, right? This Gaza-Israel conflict. Well, that's about the same amount of time that the moon landing happened, and it took half a century for, most people to finally wake up and say, "Hey, you know what? Maybe we didn't go to the moon." So we're at the half century mark with this stupid little Gaza conflict too, and it's time for us to start to wake up and say the reason they could have fixed this problem a long time ago. The reason why they haven't is because it's a moneymaker for them. They do a little conflict every few years. They fleece the West for all this billions of dollars. They rebuild new communities, and it's an industry. It's a business. It's time to start thinking about it differently after half a century. Okay, this could come on. You don't think this could have been fixed? It could have been fixed if they wanted to fix it, but they don't want to fix it. And then if somebody made this little poster. Look, they got the Gaza down here, all the bombed out, and you got the Palestinian angel children. They're training these kids to be crisis actors. Okay, these kids, they're putting fake blood on these kids. They're having them walk through the rubble, and some of them are they even give lines to say lines, and they're crisis acting. This is an industry. It's to pull on your heartstrings, to fulfill, well, just a fleecing is what it is, just to rob you on both sides. whether you love Israel, or whether you hate Israel, the more you hate Israel, the more money they make, because they own that side too. So they'd love it when you hate them. In fact, BitChute is kind of like tailored for the neo-Nazi type, the people that just want to kill every Jew. And see, they make money. Oh, you're their favorite because they make money off you. And because all the programs you watch, all the people you subscribe to and give money to, well, they're giving you a half truth. See, I'm giving you the whole truth. And so because all my heroes have been stripped away from me, you know, before I got into this truth thing, you know, I used to admire Neil Armstrong. I used to think JFK was pretty cool. You know, I used to think Ronald Reagan was pretty cool. All my heroes have been stripped away from me. They're all frauds. The only ones that were real were like Ernst Zundel. Remember when he had to wear that construction hat when he went into the courtroom? Because he spoke an obvious truth. And like an elephant in the room. He spoke it and people wanted to kill him. Well, that's what I'm doing. And people want to kill me. But I'm going to, you see, I just can't say it loud enough. You know, Ernst Zundel had a bigger platform than me. And then I think Robert Forreson took some punches, got his skull cracked, because he spoke an obvious truth also that nobody dared to speak. Well, this Palestinian thing is an elephant in the living room. Okay, somebody needs to say it. Somebody who's willing to take the punches, to wear the construction hat, and to take the punches. Because this is not real. It's an industry. They're giving CPR to rubber babies. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, they're using rubber babies in this thing. Oh, yes, they are. People say, Phil, they're not using rubber babies. It's like, oh, I've already proven that they're using rubber mannequins. I did it from the beginning, from that music festival. Remember this girl was taken hostage, and then they found her in the back of this pickup truck and her legs were broken. But this is, if you watch this video, this is clearly a rubber mannequin. They identified her because of this tattoo, and it matched her tattoo here in this photo. See that? So they identified her with this tattoo, but this is a rubber mannequin. And then this is day one of the conflict. They were using rubber mannequins on day one. And here we are, what is it? Day 25 of the conflict, and they're still using rubber mannequins. They're using rubber babies and Halloween monsters. Halloween monsters like this. She's got the gray skin and he's carrying them. It's a Halloween monster. Yeah, the fact that you people can't see this. This is a Palestinian, by the way. Okay. Now, maybe he's a Jew pretending to be a Palestinian, but who cares? Why aren't the Palestinians speaking out against this? Is because they're controlled. The whole region has been Israelized, okay? This is what happens when Israel takes over an entire region. You get fake conflicts all the way through. Iran's even involved. Iran is pretending to be the enemy, and they're doing fakery over there in Iran, too. They've been Israelized. So, yeah, rubber mannequins and rubber mannequins and fake babies and blurry images. They show you here. This CNN is, you know, here's a murdered person at the concert, but you can't see any blood there, and they blur it out. Well, they blur it out because it's fake, because it's just a person laying down. That's why nobody is dying over there. It's a completely fake war. Don't you understand? Here's something that sort of looked real. This is a girl that got shot at the concert. But and that's the bullet hole right there. Okay, well, if that's the bullet hole, then shouldn't there be a pool of blood down here? They just put a few little streaks here. This is just a Hollywood moulage. Okay, you know, this is not real. This girl is perfectly fine. Okay, I don't know where she is. She's probably at a rave concert right now as we are speaking. So yeah, so what I've been doing on my channel is calling out the elephant in the living room, right? Because I don't believe these things are real. Here we got a here's a kid who just lost both parents, and he's got a little fake blood on his nose, but you see there's no swelling. As you can see, obviously there's no broken bones, because none of these kids have any broken bones. I haven't seen a single kid with a broken bone yet out of all these videos. So, you know, he's not shedding a single tear. He just learned that he's an orphan, that both of his parents died. And this is a industry. They're putting these children out there. Look, this is fake blood on this girl's chin here. If you can't see that that's fake blood, it's not drawing out. A real injury would continue to bleed. You see, it's not continuing to bleed because they just applied some fake blood and then he's wiping off some fake blood. Okay, that doesn't prove anything. And you guys want me to believe this is real. It's like you want me to believe in Santa Claus. You want me to freaking believe in Santa Claus. You see, I won't do it. Here's another scene of the injured people coming into a hospital, and no broken bones, nothing wrong with that person on the stretcher, that kid right there. None of them have broken bones. See that? None of them. You want to play it again? Here, wait. That's over here. Watch the kids go by. There's four of them. One, two, three, four. None of them have a broken bone. The first kid had some fake blood on him, but that's it. Come on, this is... they're playing you. Okay? They're playing you. And people get mad at me. People get mad at me on this one. I mean, what is... Check this out. Okay, they're rushing the baby into the hospital, right? And then watch this. Okay, stop it. Okay, this blood on the face is not, it's static. It's not flowing out. So this is just somebody applied some red raspberry sauce or something to the kid's face. This thing, I don't know what it's supposed to represent, the spleen or something, or maybe the liver. And it supposedly it popped out of this child's chest. Okay, well, there would be blood. There would be active. And look at the gloves on the nurses. Notice there's no blood on the nurses' gloves. Okay, yeah, there would be a lot of blood. Okay, if this is a spleen sticking out of your chest, these latex gloves would have lots of blood on them. Okay, they just placed something on this child's chest. And it really shocked. It's really shocking when you see it the first time. But you watch it three times. It's like, this is despicable. What they're doing. They are using children as crisis actors. And this is real child abuse, what you're looking at right here. See, and this is another thing. You alt media people have been talking about all this pedophilia and all this pedophiles and all the Joe Biden's a pedophile. No, I'm showing you the real child abuse right here. This is where it's really happening. And it's happening to the people that you love to think are the victims. The Palestinians that you think are the... No, they're not the real pedophiles. Look what they're doing to children over there. You don't think these people are pedophiles? You see, I always knew that they're not telling you the truth about pedophilia. And they wouldn't tell you about it. And you think you know all the facts about pedophilia. It's like, no, you don't. This is real child abuse right here. Okay? Because you don't know how to spot crisis actors. Don't believe in the crisis actor phenomenon is real. And it's the main driver behind all Western media. It's the main thing in Western media. And you ignore that it doesn't exist. These nurses are crisis actors. This baby is reluctantly being a crisis actor probably because he's been abused so much. See, look, they're pulling it up, and that's supposed to be a spleen or something. Where's the blood? You see, I'm not going to believe this. That's like the chupacabra. Okay, you want me to believe in your chupacabra? I've seen it. It flew over my house. It's like you've never seen a fucking chupacabra, and these people are playing you. Okay, and so what's it? And so here's more kids. And so again, no broken bones. Got some fake blood on his face, and see the nurse wipes the blood off, and see no new blood replaces it because this is not an active wound. They just put some fake blood on a crying child. They probably made the child cry by blowing some dust in his eyes. Or probably just because of the fact that they're just using him as a stage prop. I mean, you know, that would make a kid cry, just that alone. What's this kid back here doing? Just nothing. You know, just pretending to cry. You know, no broken bones, again, on any of these kids. You know, I'm getting sick of listening. And how come they're telling us that kids are dying because buildings are collapsing on them? There should be lots of broken bones. I don't understand you people. You people can't see the elephant in the living room. Can't see it. Can't see the elephant in the living room. So here, this one, the girl gets transferred. See right here? And then her left arm moves like that. See? That's muscle control. You see, she's not limp. She's not limp. Watch the left arm again. See, she has muscle control there. She's not limp. She's pretending to be asleep. She's not limp. They're using her as a stage prop. And again, no broken bones. Not a single broken bone. She was just in a building that collapsed, and she's got no broken bones. See, Santa Claus. You want me to believe in Santa Claus? I won't believe in Santa Claus. Now, here's a video that I guess was taken in Egypt in 2013. And look at how they're making fun. Look at how they're making fun of the body bags. See these body bags that Western media just plasters all over the media. And they're making a joke out of it. You don't believe me? Come back over here. And he pulls up the blanket, and they start laughing. They start laughing. See that? Because the reason why they're making a joke out of this is because it makes them rich, and because you fall for it. And this is how they just think of you Westerners as just a stupid idiot because you fall for this stuff, which is so. We need to. You know what this video proves to me? We need to check these body bags and see what they're putting in these damn body bags, okay? Just because we see a body bag on TV, we automatically assume there's a real human being in there. It's like, no, we need to check these body bags. Yeah, we do. It's time. Time to check the body bags. And here's another ambulance delivering some people with no broken bones. Here's a kid with no broken bones. Another woman with no broken. Here's another kid with no broken bones. Here's another fake blood on the head, but no broken bones. Here's a woman, no broken bones. This person has no broken bones. She's holding her head. Oh my God, she's holding her head. This person gets picked up by the legs and doesn't scream in pain. That person doesn't run. Look at that woman. Look at that woman chasing behind. See that? And see, they got the woman chasing behind right here. These are all actors. Yeah, look at that guy. Look at this kid. There's nothing wrong with him. No broken bones at all, you know. Yeah, so, yeah. This is what they're showing us. And this is what is convincing you that this war is real. How are you convinced by this? Because you don't know the elephant in the room. Look at this guy. Look at this doctor taking the pulse. Look at this. Of the rubber baby. Look how serious he is. He's so serious. Look at the rubber baby. Okay, pause it. Okay, how can I say this is a rubber baby? Because look at this blood. Okay, if this blood was real, if this was an active wound, it would be flowing. And look at the latex gloves on this doctor. The latex gloves are perfectly clean. In a real injury, this doctor's hands would be full of blood. That's why he wears the gloves, right? And because he's protecting himself from the blood. But see, he doesn't have to do it here because they're just playing make-believe. So let's watch him take the pulse of the baby doll. Yeah, checking for a pulse. Yeah, not finding it. Yeah, that's because it's a doll. No. Yeah. That's fake blood. It's not an active wound. Okay. So, you guys fall for that too. Where am I? Now, this was the this was the one that was fairly real looking. Okay, so we should look at this because this one they did a good job on this one. This one kind of looks pretty much real. So, except for obviously certain parts. So let's go through here as we go along, and here's a child with no broken bones right here. Child with no broken bones. Here we got. Here's a guy. See this guy walking with a little bit, little blood on his shirt. So that doesn't look real. I mean, you know, he's not dazed. He's not dizzy. If he's got a head injury, you would be dizzy. He's walking normally. Okay, let's continue. And here, carrying a child, but again, you can't, there's no broken bones there. No broken bones on this. There was some dust. There was some gray dust on that last child. And just like I showed you on that poster, they're putting gray dust on these kids. Okay, so let's go back to this. This looks fairly real. I want you to look at it a little longer. Okay, so he's got his leg like in this position and his arm is like in this position, but that is not a compound fracture. That's actually a yoga position that you can achieve without dislocating your shoulder or breaking a limb. This is an achievable yoga position right here. And what they did was they put the famous gray dust on him, and they put like an old shirt that has some rips in it, and then that's all it takes. And you're shocked by this. Like, oh my gosh, how could that child be in that position? Well, actually, this is an achievable position in yoga. And you don't even have to be an advanced yogaist. You know, his leg is going this way, he's leaning over, and his arm is going like this. That is not, I mean, when you see it in a split second on a video, you think it looks really shocking, but you stop the video and you actually look at it, and it's just ordinary crisis acting. Okay. And so we're going through. So here we got this. So this kind of fairly looks okay. So we pause it here. So we see what looks like a head injury here, and this baby over here looks like he's dead. But again, that is probably one of those rubber babies. They make them very realistic. I mean, they've been doing it for a lot of years, in fact. So this is probably one of those silicone babies, and this right here is probably a silicone mannequin. But we would expect to see a recognizable injury, like because the building collapsed on him, so you'd see like his brains flayed out or sprayed out or something, or maybe an empty cranium. But this doesn't prove nothing. This is looks like a silicone monster from the Halloween store. You know, both of them look like silicone monsters from the Halloween store. So here is a guy just sitting down, again, and no broken bones. He's got that gray dust on him, and they put some fake blood right here, but you know, that doesn't prove nothing. And then we go through this wreckage rubble here, and we get this. Look how he's positioned here, no broken bones. He's just kind of taking a nap right there. He's just kind of getting himself comfy right there, no broken bones. And here's the one that looks real. You see, they're loading this corpse onto this tarp. Now look, and the corpse looks like it's missing his head. Whoops. So come back. Let me see if we can. Let me see. Let's play it again. The corpse looks like it's missing his head, and they're loading it onto this. So this looks fairly. This is what I would expect to see. Okay, and so we've got one man, but this is a mannequin. We got one mannequin that actually looks like what something we should be seeing. But again, just the so this whole video only has this one real looking thing right here. But the totality of evidence from all the other fakery I've been posting, this video does not overcome that. And this is the most graphic one I found. Okay. You just watch the most graphic one I found. And you can decide for yourself. That is Hollywood can definitely recreate that headless corpse you just saw. It definitely can. Okay. And so and then, you know, they got the, here's that poster I was telling you about, you know, this is an industry. Here's the happy Palestinian kids with the gray dust on them, walking amongst the rubble. And here we get this woman who gets pulled out of the rubble, but as you can see, she's got no broken legs, no broken arms. Here's a person with a blanket over him. Well, but he's fine. He's walking, no broken legs. And here's a kid with a cell phone. He's got his iPhone in his hand, and he's doing some crisis acting here. Get a selfie. I mean, look at this guy. He's like pretending to cry, but he's got no broken legs. No broken legs, no broken arms. Here's a kid, another kid with no broken bones. And so you're just seeing people doing a stunt amongst some rubble is what you're seeing. You're not seeing what we should be seeing, which is compound fractures, squashed bodies from rubble. Here we see a foot sticking out of a blanket, and then we get some guy over here doing a fake cry. See, no tears, no tears, no tears. Guy doing a fake cry. And so this is what, you know, this is what I've been posting, and this strikes people the wrong way. People just don't want to go there. They just don't want to believe that they've been deceived on this sort of level. It's like, you have. So here's another ambulance. Here's a no broken legs. Here's a person. Here's this woman. She's fully conscious. She's got no compound fractures. Here's something, legs going like this, but that doesn't prove anything. Here, some legs with some gray dust on them. Here's a guy with some fake blood on his eyebrow right there. Here's somebody under a blanket, doesn't prove nothing. Here's a child with some fake blood. See, oops, pause it. Oops. Okay. Fake blood. Oop. Yeah, see that? That is not an active wound. Okay. That is somebody applied some fake blood to this little, and they're using the little girl as a stage prop. Here's your pedophiles right here. Here's your pedophiles. Your child abusers. Here's probably one of those rubber babies. See, when they do the CPR like this, that's a rubber baby. Because you don't do that to a real, you know, living baby. When they do the CPR like that, that's a rubber baby. That is a rubber baby. Notice the baby's got no missing arms and legs, like you would expect. If it's been in a bombing, you would have some missing arms and legs. It's an intact silicone baby. So I'm going to compile a vast library of this fakery, and I'm going to build it and save. So I haven't saved all of my videos, but this, I made a playlist on my channel called Israel War Hoax. So if you go to my channel, you'll see I got the Europa, one of my playlists, and I've got the Israel War Hoax. So go to Israel War Hoax, and that's where I've cataloged everything from this Israeli-Gaza conflict. And I'm going to transfer all of this stuff to a flash drive. Whoops, you're not seeing this. You're not seeing this because I didn't push that. This. Okay, I forgot to push screen share. So here's the playlist. See the Europa? And so here's the Israel War Hoax. Click on that. And this is where I've cataloged all this stuff. All this stuff I'm going to transfer to a flash drive. I've already got Europa on flash drive. Well, the Pallywood, you guys need to watch Pallywood. all this stuff's going to be transferred to flash drive because this is my little niche. This is my little this is what I was born to do. Maybe I was born to do this, and I got put in BitChute prison for a couple hours today. They wouldn't let me upload any videos, but so I'm getting some attention from some people, but anyway, it appears they're allowing me to upload videos now. So hopefully this goes through. And if you're interested, I'll see you next time. All right. Thanks for tuning in. All right. Bye.